WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. Progress continues on two possible charter elections this November in Bryan.
Petition signatures were dropped off at Bryan City Hall yesterday by the group Citizens for Bryan. They want three changes. Drawing the most attention is banning relatives of council members from being hired or appointed to city positions. About 1,400 signatures need to be certified for each of the proposed questions to be considered by voters. City Council would have to order the election by August 18th to meet local requirements. Another group's hoping the council will submit their charter change request without submitting petition signatures. Mayor Jason Bianski and Councilman Art Hughes placed on the agenda for tonight's meeting the request from Partners for a Better Bryan. They want all Bryan voters to select all members of the council while keeping five single-member districts. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
In 2 weeks, the Bryan School Board will finalize what is now a $132 million bond issue for voters to consider this November. More changes were announced by administrators during a workshop Monday. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says that includes a new three-story Stephen F. Austin classroom building between the gym and the Civic Auditorium. That will free up consolidating administrative offices in the present SFA building.
Our biggest complaint from our teachers and our administrators and our employees is that we have no meeting space in our district. And so as you add to what the builders and all of them have said, you're looking at roughly 2,000 square feet of extra square footage in SFA.
The board also heard Solross Elementary will have a $16 million makeover that Dr. Wallace says will turn that campus into basically a new school. Anson Jones Elementary will receive a $5.5 million facelift, and Milam Elementary will become the new home of the Mary Catherine Harris Alternative School. Discussion will continue during a financial workshop scheduled for next week, and a vote is expected during the board's next regular meeting on the 21st. The Brazos County Commission has filed a lawsuit against a Washington, D.C. area corporation that has gone out of business before finishing new computer software for the local criminal justice system.
There's no question that they breached the contract, so I think we'll win the lawsuit. I don't know whether they'll have anything once we win it. I don't know what kind of assets they're going to have, but we're going to go that route first.
County Judge Dwayne Peters says AMCAD was paid $2.6 million. In addition to the lawsuit, the county is looking into whether they can collect from a $3 million errors and omission policy signed by AMCAD. The company was supposed to replace the county's 14-year-old software connecting records for law enforcement, courts, and prosecutors. Peters says support for the current system will continue for another year and a half. The judge also says department heads met Monday, and during this morning's commission meeting, a committee will be formed to consider future options. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Acme Glass wants to take an opportunity to thank all their loyal customers. You know, in 65 years, you end up with a lot of loyal customers, but there are always people who are new to town who need to understand what kind of opportunities they have and options when it comes to glass. Well, again, with 65 years experience, people from all walks of life have come to know that Acme Glass can be there and do the job when you need it. Because it's important when glass needs to be replaced, there's security concerns, there's safety concerns. Acme Glass understands that. They'll come to you and they'll fix the glass in your home, in your business, your vehicle, your piece of heavy equipment that's out in the middle of the field someplace, agricultural equipment or construction equipment. They'll come to you. All it takes is a phone call to Acme Glass. They'll be on the way. Have you gotten a little pop or a chip in your windshield because something got thrown up into the windshield? Get that thing fixed quickly because it can end up being a crack and that can spread across your windshield. I had that happen to me on a Saturday morning. It took about 16 minutes and they had it fixed for me. And by the way, if you get your windshield from Acme Glass and you get one of those pops, they will repair that free for as long as you own that car. That's what you could expect from a company like Acme Glass, who's been around for 65 years. Downtown Bryan on Main Street, across from the main entrance at A&M and College Station, Acme Glass.
I remember the look on our kids' faces when I told them we were going to Schlitterbahn. You'd think I just told them that school was canceled forever. I remember how excited our 10-year-old got when he saw the miles of tube chutes and slides, the waves in the rivers, and thrilling adventures. Our teenage daughter was so excited she even forgot that her cell phone was stashed in a locker. And believe me, that's saying a lot. I remember the whole family sharing tubes and holding on for the ride. That's right. My kids were actually sharing. Even my husband was laughing like a kid again. And that was just when he found out that parking was free. We shared a lot of fun on our family vacation to Schlitterbahn. And I'll hold on to the memories forever.
Hold on to your family and summer fun at Schlitterbahn Water Parks. With unique experiences in New Braunfels, Galveston Island, and South Padre Island, there's something for everyone. Purchase tickets, make resort reservations, and view water park schedules at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Just point, click, permit.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, now is the time to register for your 2014-2015 parking permit. Go online to transport.tamu.edu before July 8th and register.
It's fast. It's easy. Just point, click, permit.
Anytime, day or night. Log on to transport.tamu.edu. Don't wait. Register for your 2014-2015 parking permit right now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services, moving forward for you.
Good morning. It's 7-Eleven, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. 8-day service means overtime coverage for you and your family without overtime charges. Get home, units not working. Give them a call. They'll get somebody out there that day, 690-2278.
Sunshine will be rather prevalent today, and that'll lead to temperatures getting to 95 degrees this afternoon. We could see a shower or a thunderstorm pop up this afternoon. Skies will turn clear tonight. Lows will be near 75. More sun for tomorrow with an afternoon high around 95. A thunderstorm may pop up tomorrow afternoon. Clear tomorrow night. Lows 75 to 80. Thursday will be partly sunny with a chance of a shower or a thunderstorm and a high around 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, people continue to use the trademark 12th man, and A&M continues to appeal that and kind of defend it. And I'll tell you just what they did here recently, as well as some Astros and Rangers stuff. And the World Cup continues today. All that and more coming up in sports.
Oh, I think I got a World Cup story here someplace.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
good.
No, well, I can't find it right away.
Aww.
So now, what's the deal about the New York Yankees fan that's filing suit against Dan Shulman and John Kruk, $10 million lawsuit after they allegedly made fun of him?
Heard about that on Andy Dean last night.
Yeah, not during a Yankees game.
They called him Fatty Fat and Fat Cow.
See?
Aww. Wait a minute, John Kruk called somebody a Fat
really.
Cow?
Yeah, no kidding. 26-year-old Andrew Rector claims the pair unleashed, his words, an avalanche of disparaging words against him, including stupor, fatty, unintelligent, and stupid during a game on April the 13th. Quoting now, "We'll have to see how long this guy is out," says Dan Shulman. "He did sleep through Beltran's homer. I mean, 45,000 people stand up and cheer, and he sleeps through it." Okay, first of all, commentators, I don't know what you're doing talking about that. I understand it's baseball and there are some slow places, but still. And if the guy's got a seat, he can, as long as he's not offending people or doing anything illegal, he can probably do anything he wants. And if that includes sleeping during the game, then so be it.
You know, kudos to him, because I don't know how on earth you could sleep in a chair like that.
Yeah.
I mean, like the stands, you know, the seats.
Maybe he had a long day at work.
Zach, you don't know what kind of place he lives in. Who knows? May live in a cardboard box somewhere for all we know. No telling. But anyway, got that. All right, let's see. It's time for our Running with the Bulls report.
All right.
This is day two. It's underway in Pamplona. This morning's run, the Bulls from Dolores Alegre Ranch on deck for this morning's run. They've averaged a gore per run in the 14 times that they've been at the festival. Wow. I mean, do you Is that like a marketing deal? Hey, we've averaged one gore per run.
Well, it's like, you know, professional bull riding. You got the meanest bull.
Yeah, I guess that's true. And the Santo Domingo rank stock, right? In the Santo Domingo section of the run, various runners tripped up and fell and were stepped upon by the passing bulls, but without causing any serious injuries. Quite a fast run, taking only 2 minutes and 20 seconds. So here's today's gore board.
Do you think if people get out unscathed, there's someone at the end with a pike who's just...
Yeah. No, I mean, the thing is, you always get the chance to go back again and injure yourself tomorrow.
That's true.
So today, 2 people injured, nobody gored. Time was 2 minutes and 20 seconds. So our total, the gore board now has 6 injured and 1 gored. So we'll hope that that continues. Now, and again, have no idea, but...
The story I have says 4 gored.
4 gored. Well, now we have, no, Monday was 4 gored.
Oh, okay.
Gored. Gored or injured? Because there's a major difference.
Guys, we got to get on the same page.
I know, we really do.
Well, their headline said 4 gored, and now the story says 1 gored, 3 injured.
Okay.
That's bad reporting.
Once again, that's your headline writer trying to get you to be drug into the story.
Thank you, Telegraph.
Never let the facts get in the way of a good story.
Yes.
Okay, we'll put that right over there. Oh, and sometime today, I think early this afternoon, they're going to make the announcement where the Republicans are going to hold their national convention. Dallas could learn today if it will host the 2016 convention. The GOP has narrowed the list to 2 cities, Dallas and Cleveland.
Yeah. I wondered how you were doing that. I thought you were chuckling in the background while you were talking.
The decision, which is recommended by the GOP site committee, will allow contract negotiations to begin between Dallas. It'll be Dallas or Cleveland. Yeah, I know. Dallas has long been considered the front runner, as a matter of fact. And originally, there were 8 cities in the running. Yeah, I know. Shut up. Organizers in Dallas did put together a pretty good deal. Obviously, they got a lot of fundraising prowess, lots of stuff going on. Got the American Airlines Arena, and the whole idea was that one of these days they'd be able to have a convention there. That's what they were hoping for. So we'll see what happens. They used elephants, Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, and big text to wow the GOP scouts.
Fancy.
Yeah.
That did it for me. Yeah, the elephants.
The elephants? Okay.
Oh, liar, pants on fire. Yeah. Big text.
Ray Washburn, very nice. The Republicans' national finance chairman happens to be from Dallas. Now, what they're saying is in any other year, Dallas would have been a slam dunk for this. But here's the deal that Cleveland's got going for it. First of all, it's in Ohio, which is a swing state. Now, but, you know, who knows? When does hosting the convention matter as to whether or not that state's going to go in that direction, right?
I mean,
not sure. Second, though, Cleveland leaders apparently have found a way to accommodate the preferred convention start dates because both Dallas and Cleveland, July 18th is what they're looking at, but both of them have pro sports teams. You got the NBA and the NHL playoffs that are going on that could cause some logistical problems. Now, for their part, Cleveland says that they've come up with some secret plan to take care of that if their team makes the playoffs. I figure what they'll do is they'll just shift their playoff games to Detroit. And then they can go ahead and have that.
But, yeah, that's not going to happen either way.
So. Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, we'll find out this afternoon if Dallas will be hosting the Republicans.
Maybe Johnny can make an appearance.
You know, if that matters, I'm not sure. Can't tell. They may ask. Ooh, now that would be a conflicted situation. They ask him to go in there and make the pitch for Cleveland. Wonder if being a Texas boy, so I don't know if that'd work out or not.
I highly doubt he cares.
Okay, now we talked, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago about, you know, Hillary Clinton thinking that she, trying to make everybody think that they were broke, right?
Right.
Then we find out that she's making 6 figures when she goes out and speaks, right? Okay.
Right.
She says, but she donates that money to charity.
Which one?
Well, that would be the Clinton Foundation.
So,
as a matter of fact, now they are calling on the Clinton Foundation to release the information of exactly how do they spend their money. See how that works out. Now, they're supposed to file these forms. They're called IRS 990s, and they file those annually. But they also had a report that was due last month that they haven't filed yet. So we'll see what happens.
Chelsea, it says, has a net worth of $15 million.
Chelsea?
Chelsea does.
Really?
A 15 mil.
Wow.
I still don't know really what she does. She's a consultant, I guess?
Yeah, well, she did some work for NBC. Remember, she worked for them for a year and made $660,000.
Auctioned her braces.
Yeah, probably right. So now, did I see video yesterday of a guy who scored a goal in the World Cup and then took a selfie?
Yes.
Now, what country was he? He was wearing a light blue uniform. I don't know what that was. But anyway, I got a yellow card out of it.
Yeah.
He got a yellow card for doing a selfie thing. Now, what's interesting is that brings up the subject of selfies, and apparently Clint Eastwood may be hip at 84, but he had no idea what that was. He apparently was walking out of a restaurant, and a fan ran up to him and asked him if he'd do a selfie, and he didn't know what that meant, and so he said no.
Go ahead.
Yeah, make my selfie.
Pretty sure that's lewd and lascivious behavior.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, I think maybe I know where Chelsea's getting her money.
All right.
From the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah, that could well be. Could come right from there. There's no telling. Hello?
The selfie was here in this country, MLS. It was a guy from Kansas City's team.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, right. Dom Dwyer.
Okay, wasn't the World Cup. It was here. All right. I don't know. Why not? I'm not sure if that – but then does everybody try to one-up the other one? You know, kind of like they used to do celebrations in the end zone.
Uh-huh.
You got to draw the line there, so don't know.
Well, it could be different, I mean, in the fact that those guys always get fined, right? And
yeah.
I mean, it's almost the same thing, just like a penalty. Well, it is a penalty. So.
NFL stands for No Fun League, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure. Texas car salesman in trouble for allegedly snapping the picture of a female customer's rear end without her permission. Without her permission? I'd like to hear that conversation start. The unidentified lady was shopping for a vehicle from a dealership in Brownsville when she heard the click of a camera behind her.
Oh, he forgot to mute his camera phone.
See, if he'd have just muted it, everything would have been fine. Well, no, not everything would have been fine. She might not have caught him.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, anyway. She heard the click and claims that she turned around and saw 22-year-old Pedro Zangura Martinez holding up his phone. Pedro was arrested for improper visual photography charge. What other kind of photography is there besides visual? Isn't that what that is, visual photography? Anyway.
Audio.
Then it wouldn't be photography. Yeah. Basically, he's accused of taking a picture of the woman. And cops say that he admitted the allegations. He's now facing deportation? Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
Obama will bring him back.
Yeah, that's right. Well, if Obama signs an executive order, maybe he's a dreamer. Maybe he's a young guy, and he'll be able to do that.
I didn't have a picture of the lady on here. I'm looking for it.
We're doing a radio show here.
I just want to see what she looks like
on the face.
In the face.
Of course, yeah.
Jeez,
okay.
Scott.
Next time, yeah, okay. Anyway, if you find that, we'll let us know.
I can't.
Now, we've talked about Kickstarter before, right? It's a pretty interesting kind of a deal. Where you've got an idea and you go out and you get people to give you money for whatever you want to do. So never believe that your dreams or deepest aspirations to excel in something couldn't be done. Here's the story of a guy with the goal of making potato salad for the first time and managed to get $35,000 at Kickstarter. The guy with the dream posted his goal on Kickstarter to raise $10 to make this bite to eat. He wrote, basically, I'm just making potato salad. I haven't decided what kind yet. But then the money started coming in. He expanded the project. More than $35,000. He'll make a quadruple batch now. Apparently, he'll host a party. Still remains to be seen what he's going to do as far as delivering the promises for the rewards. Because the idea is, for Kickstart, you don't necessarily get a capital stake in what's going on, but you get some sort of a reward for it, right?
Yeah.
The way that works. For only $3, you could get a bite of potato salad. As the pot of potato salad gold grew, he added to his Kickstarter page, my kitchen is too small, I'll rent out a party hall and invite the entire internet to the potato salad party.
A comic or a comic artist that I follow, The Oatmeal.
Uh-huh.
Pretty funny guy, pretty sarcastic, but one of the little notes that he posted, he said, I'm going to open up a retail store called Kickstart Mart, where instead of paying money and getting a product, you pay money and get enthusiastic emails about production delays for the next 3 years.
What's the right choice for the senior who's looking for freedom, fewer limits, and a plan for the future? Crestview. With their beautiful new independent living apartment homes, you get great neighbors, a healthy living lifestyle, and the security to live the way you want. And Crestview is the only life care senior living in the area, which means full continuum of on-campus, cost-managed care, just in case. Make the right choice. Call Crestview, 979-774-9938. That's 979-774-9938.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, your business's ad should be in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride. Brazos Valley Bride aims to make local bridal businesses more visible and successful. It's where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, exquisite wedding rings, and exciting wedding entertainment. Let Brazos Valley Bride help bring the brides to you. Contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting. Email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com. That's sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota L3200F 32 horsepower tractor with power steering and 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for $13,595. Buy now from Norma G Tractor and get a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $12,595. That's a monthly payment of only $173. At Norma G Tractor, you get zero down payment, you get 60 months interest-free, you get top dollar for your trade-ins, and you get free delivery. That's why Norma G Tractor is known as a place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices, shop Norma G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G, Texas. See us at normangytractor.com, voted best of the Brazos for 11 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor.
Good morning, it's 7:26. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Sunshine will be rather prevalent today, and that'll lead to temperatures getting to 95 degrees this afternoon. We could see a shower or a thunderstorm pop up this afternoon. Skies will turn clear tonight. Lows will be near 75. More sun for tomorrow with an afternoon high around 95. A thunderstorm may pop up tomorrow afternoon. Clear tomorrow night, lows 75 to 80. Thursday will be partly sunny with a chance of a shower or a thunderstorm and a high around 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bayinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
J. David Cox, the national president for the American Federation of Government Employees and the AFL-CIO. At the Huffington Puffington Post, Mr. Cox writes that U.S. Border Patrol agents are the unsung heroes of the current immigration crisis. He notes that nearly 40% of the agents in the field have been reassigned to take care of minors flooding the border. Our agents are feeding, clothing, and watching after children who are alone and defenseless in a new country, he writes. Many of them are taking money out of their own pockets to buy formula, diapers, and other items. He blames the crisis on drug cartels, exploiting a well-intentioned law signed before Obama took office that allows minors from non-contiguous countries to stay here until their immigration cases are resolved. Mr. Cox, the individual acts of compassion are not surprising. They reflect the nature of the American people. That said, a few things remain unexplained. Why did the regime advertise for vendors to help transport thousands of these minors before the crisis started? Why aren't members of Congress and even the media allowed to see what's happening in these refugee centers or even talk with the kids? With 40% of agents not in the field, who is watching the field? Now, blaming the drug cartels is easy, and Bush, but the real cause is much closer to home.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Charles answered the phone. It was the police. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. You see, LifeLock uncovered multiple fraudulent credit applications. They shut them down. They helped Charles restore his good name and credit. Identity theft is a global crime, and you cannot fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and a special 10% discount. or just call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinsky with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinsky, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinsky at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinsky.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Bryan School Board members heard more changes to a proposed bond issue during a workshop Monday. That includes the future of three elementary schools. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says that includes almost $16 million at Saul Ross.
You're getting a brand new elementary school, in essence, at Saul Ross. 11 classrooms, two sets of student restrooms, addition to the cafeteria, demolish and construct a new 100, 200, 300, and 400 wing, construct new staff restrooms, and the new gym.
Anson Jones, which was initially slated to be repurposed, will remain an elementary with $5.5 million facelift.
If you've been in Anson Jones Elementary School, you know it's a 400-yard hallway. And so basically what we're talking about here is moving the office area to the middle, to make it more centrally located for everyone, and then construct a new corridor next to the gymnasium because it's rotted and it's not good.
Milam Elementary would become the new home of the Mary Catherine Harris Alternative School.
You could put your GED in one area, DAP in another area. You could put A-plus and computer classes in another area. There's room for our 8-plus, not A-plus, but 8-plus. Later on, when we try to move our 8th graders, they're overaged. We can try to move them over there as well.
The board will continue discussion during a financial workshop next week and is slated to act the 21st to ask voters to approve in November what is now a $132 million bond issue. For the second time in 3 months, the Bryan City Council is being asked to let voters decide a proposed change to the city charter without submitting petition signatures.
Tonight's council agenda includes a proposal that would ask voters in December to allow all city voters to elect all single-member district council members. Mayor Jason Byinsky and Councilman Art Hughes placed the item on the agenda on behalf of Partners for a Better Bryan. In April, the council rejected a similar request from Councilman Al Sines and Rafael Pena. They supported three proposed charter changes promoted by the group Citizens for Bryan. Yesterday, representatives dropped off their petitions for certification. Citizens for Bryan wants to ban relatives of council members from being hired or appointed to city positions, ban council members from considering items presented by campaign donors of more than $250, and ban council members from mentioning their position when campaigning for other political candidates. About 1,400 signatures need to be certified to place each question on the November ballot. To meet local requirements, the council has until August 18th to order the charter elections. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
It has become a more time-consuming and expensive for Brazos County to replace what is now a 14-year-old computer software system connecting local courts, law enforcement, and prosecutors. A Washington, D.C.-based company suddenly went out of business, leaving many governments in a lurch.
Now, they told us when this all kind of blew up about a month ago that it looked like that they had oversold and underperformed, but even at that time, we didn't think that they were, you know, pull this, you know, and actually go out of business, because it still looked like it should be at some point should be profitable for them.
Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters says a breach of contract lawsuit was filed Monday against AMCAD seeking the recovery of $2.6 million. AMCAD was not required to post a performance bond, but agreed to a $3 million errors and omission policy. Peters says even if the county recovers the money, it doesn't help replacing the outdated software. College Station police arrested a Bryan man Monday for assaulting a disabled person May 1st at Central Park. 18-year-old Kayon Searcy is accused of injuring the 18-year-old victim, who functions at the level of a first grader due to a number of medical conditions. Searcy was at an unrelated court proceeding when he was arrested on the new charge. Investigators say more arrests and charges are possible. The drowning deaths of two foster kids over the weekend have some calling for the end of outsourcing foster care services to for-profit companies.
The Texas Department of Family and Protective Services has temporarily halted all activities of Providence Service Corporation, the firm who placed the two who died. Eileen Garcia of Texans Care for Children says the state needs stronger safety standards.
We have best practices. We have national standards, and we don't meet them. Having one caseworker to 28 kids, that's not going to work.
Garcia is also very much against outsourcing foster care services.
I think it's also worth our state considering and looking at whether we feel certain functions should even be considered for contracting out.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
In 1990, President George H.W. Bush signed into law the Americans with Disabilities Act. Monday, the Bush Library received one of the largest private collections of memorabilia and artifacts related to the history of the disability rights and independent living movement in the United States. The collection belonged to Professor Lex Frieden of the University of Texas, who was among the leaders in developing the ADA. Frieden is now leading a national research study to evaluate the impact of the ADA and to identify population group disparities related to employment, transportation, housing, and community living. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 8 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
My journey with breast cancer started 5 years ago.
Mine with colon cancer in 07.
I was diagnosed last summer.
I had so many questions.
What's next?
How will life change?
The answer was St. Joseph, with their specialized doctors, advanced technology, and compassionate team, close to everything familiar.
My kids.
The office.
And home.
My answer to cancer?
St. Joseph. Expert care, closer to home. Visit st-joseph.org.
Beat the heat and get started on a healthier new you. Join Aggieland Fitness Dome for free. Call or stop by Aggieland Fitness Dome today, 979-690-3663, and get started on your risk-free trial. Aggieland Fitness Dome offers group fitness classes, indoor boot camps, fitness evaluations, on-site childcare, basketball, volleyball, cardio, personal trainers, tons of free weights, and more. So what are you waiting for? It's free to get started at Aggieland Fitness Dome, 979-690-3663.
Copy Bridge is an Aggieland tradition, serving their mouth-watering food for over 20 years to the folks of the Brazos Valley. And they want to invite you to enjoy a burger that you've come to know and love, which has been named Best of the Brazos for over a decade. And enjoy their award-winning goodness with $1.75 drafts all day, every Wednesday at both locations. Copy Bridge, serving Aggieland the best big burger in town for over two decades on Harvey and Welburn, both in College Station.
So you've got bedbugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Just point, click, permit.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, now is the time to register for your 2014-2015 parking permit. Go online to transport.tamu.edu before July 8th and register.
It's fast. It's easy. Just point, click, permit.
Anytime, day or night, log on to transport.tamu.edu. Don't wait. Register for your 2014-2015 parking permit right now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services, moving forward for you.
Good morning. It's 7:39. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Sunshine will be rather prevalent today, and that'll lead to temperatures getting to 95 degrees this afternoon. We could see a shower or a thunderstorm pop up this afternoon. Skies will turn clear tonight. Lows will be near 75. More sun for tomorrow with an afternoon high around 95. A thunderstorm may pop up tomorrow afternoon. Clear tomorrow night, lows 75 to 80. Thursday will be partly sunny with a chance of a shower or a thunderstorm and a high around 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, the battle for the Silver Boot continues with the Astros and the Rangers tonight up in Arlington, as well as some other things that are going on in the NBA free agency, mainly down in Houston. They're talking with a big free agent down there. And the World Cup continues today, as does the Tour de France. All that and more coming up in sports.
So, I mean, do they actually move the cup from city to city? And does anybody really care? And just, you know?
You're talking about, like, every time they do it, do they move it?
At the end of the season, I guess they declare who's the winner of the Silver Boot. Is that basically right?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know if you were talking about, the World Cup.
Oh,
or
sorry.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. They do it. Of course, they did it back whenever the Astros and Rangers played an interleague play, whenever the Astros were still part of the National League.
Right.
And, yeah, it's a big boot, and whoever wins the head-to-head matchup during the year.
And they keep it, mezzanine level at the baseball stadium.
I don't know exactly where they keep it, but they keep it.
Okay.
For at least a year.
Yeah, and then the World Cup, right, they got one of those, huh, that they put someplace.
Yeah, I'm assuming they have.
You know, that's one of the things, and if you follow sports, you're aware, I think, of the Stanley Cup, which is the trophy for hockey. And again, there are a lot of things about hockey I really like. Doesn't translate very well to television, but it's a pretty exciting thing to watch in person. Nonetheless, you know, the Cup, I think, unless they've changed the rules, the deal is with the Stanley Cup, every member of the winning team gets the cup for a day.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, and they get to do almost anything they want to with it. And, I mean, it's been thrown in the river. It's had, you know, it's not what you, it's not shown the same reverence that the Lombardi Trophy is, for instance. But they got a guy who carries it around. It's his job. He puts it in like a thing that looks like a giant, you know, tuba case, and then they take it around and, you know, like a guy goes back to where he played high school hockey in the gym, and he, you know, signs autographs with the cup right there and all that
stuff. Well, they, of course, had that picture after the Dallas Mavericks won it all a few years back. They had that picture. Mark Cuban took it in the bathroom with him.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. With him. And yeah, the way that they treat it is a little bit different.
So. Yeah.
So TripAdvisor's Trip Choice Attractions. Yesterday we had the most disappointing tourist attractions in the world, right?
Right.
Okay, so now they've surveyed 1,200 of the world's top landmarks and parks and museums and amusement parks and water parks. And they've come up with the attractions that ranked best for visitors by visitors. Okay?
Okay.
For visitors by visitors. Number 8 is Broadway in New York, which, you know, is kind of cool. Number 7 is one that's really one of my favorites. That's the Vietnam Veterans Memorial.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't seen it, it's pretty stirring. And again, it means something different to everybody, and I really do. I think that's really something special. Number 6 is the Cathedral of St. John the Baptist in Savannah, Georgia. Number 5 is the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. Number 4, the top deck of the top of the Rock observation deck in New York City. That's the Rockefeller Center. The Arizona Memorial in Honolulu is number 3. Number 2 is the Gettysburg National Military Park in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Number 1, the Bellagio Fountains. The Bellagio Fountains. That's what they say.
Out of all the natural, beautiful landmarks.
Yeah, exactly. Really. I mean, I'd kind of think Mount Rushmore might be in there, but maybe not. Again, what does that say about U.S. Americans that we think the fountains at Bellagio is number one? Okay.
You know, Niagara Falls is all natural.
Well, and Niagara Falls is a pretty spectacular type thing too. So here we go. Best promotional movie stunt ever. The makers of a documentary about the new Colorado marijuana laws offering to hand out a small amount of legal marijuana to everybody who is over 21 with a valid ID to take home and enjoy responsibly.
Whoa. Jeez.
If they'll stay and check out the movie.
That's got to cost a lot of money.
Yeah, and I don't know what small amount means. Adam Hartle, who wrote the movie, says that he'll be standing outside two Colorado theaters running the film this week for the stunt. And we had, who is it, the state of Washington? They have legalized marijuana today.
And well, they legalized it a while back. I think they started, they allowed retail shops.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the lady said they only have 10 pounds for the entire state?
And that, yeah, there's I want to say there's 20 retail shops that are open.
That's not going to work well.
Not yet, but I think they said they have about 300 more to come online.
Oh, okay. Because that's not the same as running out of barbecue at lunchtime. I mean, that's...
you just have to wait till next week on that.
Well, then you got irate hippies outside. Yeah, you know, that's never a good thing because they don't know how to be irate properly.
So. Or we're running out of the Doritos.
We're here. Yeah. We're sober. Yeah. We don't want to be.
Yeah, really. This is not our preference. or Twinkies. They could run out of Twinkies, too, which could be a bad thing. All right, coming up in just a few minutes, what social media is doing to your productivity at your job.
Oh,
just
no.
Probably know the answer, right?
Malik is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do. Malik is making a difference for you.
Have you experienced a Malik difference? When you turn to the experts at Malik and Carrier for your indoor comfort, they won't try to sell you anything. They'll just show you all your options. If you decide to replace your system with an energy-efficient Carrier, Malik is offering up to $2,400 in credits and rebates. Malik proudly installs Carrier that services all models with discounts for military and senior citizens. Call 776-2222 or go to MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort.
Malik is making a difference for you.
License number TACLA 9262C.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
When a person marries, they don't just gain a spouse, they inherit their entire social network of friends. And that can create some interesting dilemmas. Like, what do you do if you don't get along with your spouse's friends? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. The first question is, why? Why don't you like them? If it's just that you have different tastes and interests, I'm sorry to tell you, but it's going to be up to you to do the hard work of getting to know these folks and finding some common ground. It may seem difficult at first, but if you think of your efforts as a way to strengthen your own relationship with your spouse, you'll find it easier to be patient with his or her friends. On the other hand, it could be that it's not just a matter of differing preferences, and you see that your spouse's friends are being irresponsible or immoral. Worse yet, they may cause your mate to get pulled into that behavior as well. And that's a far more legitimate concern, and your spouse is the one who needs to take responsibility for bringing about the resolution in that situation. It may require them to make some tough decisions about whether those friendships are really worth maintaining. Of course, this is the kind of issue that can easily erupt into conflict. If that's the case, please contact one of our counselors to get some help. Give us a call at 1-800, the letter A in the word family, or visit focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional
professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Folks at Intercon want to remind you they have lots of ways to save you money. Then believe me, Intercon has lots of solutions for you. You know, when you're getting ready to build, you have specialists who you deal with for wall color or for floor covering or for roofing or outside the kind of brick that you want. Well, Intercon can help you when it comes to finding the exact window for you. They carry Crestmark vinyl and aluminum windows that exceed all codes, have a 20-year limited warranty on glass failure. They also carry the CertainTeed vinyl windows, one of the really elite windows available with a complete range of styles, a limited lifetime warranty that includes glass failure. So mainly, if you want to look at windows, Intercon can answer lots of questions for you. But also, if you have existing windows, repairing those windows could be something that needs to be done to bring them up to energy efficiency. Intercon can help you with that as well. So give Oscar or Brad Beard a call at Intercon at 823-3639. Let them talk to you about ways that you can save money with quality windows from Intercon.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Texas A&M University has secured the rights to 12thman.com as part of the institution's ongoing aggressive protection of its valued 12th Man trademark. The 12th Man tradition, of course, began in 1922 when student E. King Gill stood on the sidelines ready to enter the Dixie Classic, and Texas A&M has maintained federal registration of the 12th Man trademark since 1990. University officials reached an agreement with the web domain's previous owner, Mr. R. Eric Arnold of Knoxville, Tennessee, for the transfer of ownership of 12thman.com to the university effective June 30th. Terms of the agreement were not disclosed. Aggie men's basketball junior Alex Caruso is getting set to join current and former collegiate basketball players from across the U.S. on a two-week competitive tour of the Philippines. The group is one of 11 athletes in action international touring basketball teams this summer. The teams will gather in Dayton, Ohio on July 18th for a five-day training camp before heading overseas on July 23rd, where it will play eight games over a 12-day span before returning to the States on August 5th. In addition to playing hoops, the team is slated to visit a children's hospital in orphanage, as well as provide gifts of shoes, sports equipment, medical supplies, games, and food to the needy. So a really good cause right there. Texas Tech University officials say an All-American junior college baseball player who later competed for Tech drowned while swimming with family over the holiday weekend. Tech says Elliot Rishu died Friday at Lake Conroe. Authorities say he had jumped from a dock before slipping below the water. His body was found about 30 minutes later. The Baylor women's basketball team is getting a veteran transfer. Alexis Jones, who started every game she played at Duke the past two seasons, is set to join the Lady Bears in the upcoming year. Baylor says Jones has signed a financial aid agreement to attend the Big 12 school. She tore the ACL in her left knee in February and missed Duke's last seven games. The Astros and Rangers met last night for a Lone Star Showdown in Arlington.
Here's the pitch. Hit high in the air, right center field, going back, right center, and that ball is gone! John Singleton, three-run home run!
Singleton and the Astros offense went off in the second, scoring six runs en route to a 12-7 win. The victory snapped a seven-game skid for the Stros, while the Rangers and skipper Ron Washington have now dropped eight of their last nine.
I mean, 2 days in a row, we behind right away. They never stopped fighting. I mean, they put seven on the board tonight. I mean, that should be good enough to win a ball game, but, you know, they put 12, they had 18 hits, and just couldn't stop them.
Game two of the series is set for this evening at 7:05 with coverage on the Zone HD 95.1-3. And sticking with Texas hardball, the Rangers have sent struggling rookie outfielder Michael Choice to AAA Round Rock. Choice was demoted, and infielder Donnie Murphy was designated for assignment yesterday. The Rangers brought up right-handed reliever Roman Mendez and outfielder Jake Smolinski. Over the past few days, the Houston Rockets have shown a lot of interest in bringing free agent Chris Bosh to H-Town, and it seems the feeling may be mutual. Here's ESPN NBA analyst Chris Broussard.
Well, they're offering him a max contract, 4 years, $96 million, basically the same deal they offered Carmelo Anthony, but they feel like they're pretty much out of the Melo sweepstakes. They'd have to trade Jeremy Lin, maybe a few other minor parts to get the room, but they could do that in short order. And Chris Bosh is now seriously considering it. His first plan has always been to play with LeBron in Miami, but the fact that he's really looking at this now makes you wonder.
Since opting out of the final 2 years of his deal, which were worth about $42 million with the Miami Heat, Bosch had planned to see what James decided to do before making his choice. Germany coach Joachim Löw is worried about Brazil's brutal tackling in recent games and has appealed to the referee of their World Cup semifinal to be on the lookout for such tactics. Germany and Brazil play this afternoon at 3, with the winner advancing to Sunday's World Cup final against the Netherlands' Argentina winner. A federal judge has granted preliminary approval to a landmark deal that would compensate thousands of former NFL players for concussion-related claims. The ruling by U.S. District Judge Anita Brody in Philadelphia came about 2 weeks after the NFL agreed to remove a $675 million cap on damages. The Tour de France is back on the home turf after a boisterous 3-day start across the channel in England. Italy's Vincenzo Nibali is wearing the leader's yellow jersey for the mostly flat 101-mile fourth stage along France's border with Belgium. And the TCL All-Star Game is set for tonight at Celia Court Field in Bryan. The defending league champion Brazos Valley Bombers are sending 11 players to the game, including two Aggies, and Coach Kurt Dixon will manage the North team. The action kicks off at 6 with a home run derby, followed by an autographed signing with a 7:05 first pitch. Coverage for the game will begin at 6:45 on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. If you just can't get enough of me this morning, I will be calling that game as well. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
John Deere Z-Track commercial mowers are the ultimate mowing machines. Seats engineered for all-day comfort. Ducts designed to enhance efficiency, precision handling. And now at Sioux Falls Prater, get 0% financing for 36 months. With a deal like this, today's the day to put a John Deere to work for you. Find a Sioux Falls Prater near you at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford. Offer ends July 31st, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Restrictions apply. Special rates and terms may be available. See dealer for details and financing options. Up to 10% down payment may be required.
I've been talking on the radio with Jen Zweiker for around 10 years now, and it's with great honor that I get to announce that they are actually moving. They're on their own now at 420 Tarot, and if you'd like to find out more, you can go to zarealestate.com. They've spread their wings a little bit and they've moved into a new location, but with still the great service, and maybe even more so now because they've got a little more room to negotiate and move around. So to find out more, again, it's zarealestate.com. The housing market in Bryan College Station right now is going gangbusters, and it's very important that you pick the right realtor to buy or sell a home, in particular if you're going to sell yours, because you want to make sure that it's listed the right way and that it's done the right way just for your house. So, to do that, again, it's zarealestate.com. They go the extra mile to make sure that everything is taken care of. There is no detail too small, no I that doesn't get dotted, no T that doesn't get crossed. I know this for a fact because I've actually bought and sold two different homes with zarealestate.com.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening, so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
A courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Do you have some fun planned this summer? A wish list of things to do? If you call the cleaning pros at Molly Maid, you'll have time to chase fun in the sun. Trust your home to the cleaning company that cares. Molly Maid has been taking care of homes just like yours for more than 30 years. Molly Maid gives you a clean you can trust and friendly customer service. So what are you waiting for? Call today at 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
For years, Texas Communications has provided fast, reliable, high-speed internet and voice-over IP services throughout the Brazos Valley. If you're searching for reliable, fast, and unlimited internet service for your home or business, give us a call today. You won't find a better value in wireless internet anywhere. If you're ready to experience everything the internet has to offer without the contracts and data limits you get from the other guys, call Texas Communications today at 775-6239 or visit us online at texascom.net. Don't forget to vote for us in the Best of the Brazos Valley survey.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. So, you know, we're talking about these kiddos that are coming across the border. The caller had a pretty good idea, I thought. Maybe put a tent city in Washington.
You know, ooh.
Didn't work well National for Herbert Mall. Hoover. Yeah, it didn't work well for Herbert Hoover. Kind of got him out of office. Yeah, see how all that works out. The other thing, you know, we were talking a little while ago about the Colorado movie theater thing where they'd be giving away small amounts of marijuana. Guy called it, obviously, he's lived here as long as I have. He said, this guy was really way behind because it used to be, and it did, in the early 80s, Hastings had free beer on Friday nights.
Really?
Yeah, they had a keg in there. You know, you go and get a little plastic cup, and as he said, peruse their selection of VHS tapes. I had to laugh because I'm thinking, man, I guarantee you I might have seen him there. And that was when there was only one, you know.
Yeah, right,
in,
right.
In Texas and Villa Maria. Anyway, you had to go in there, and it was a little, you know, it was, you didn't see too many college kids in there. It was for those older guys like me who are 27, 28 years old.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Get that free beer. All right. Oh, and by the way, one last thing as far as the marijuana is concerned. On top of everything else,
yes,
California could suffer a severe water shortage because of how busy the marijuana growers are.
Really?
That's what they say.
It's a lot of irrigation.
It's a lot of endangered fish.
That's right. It's a cash crop for them. Well, that's it. Well, you do sushi to go along with the marijuana,
right? There
you go. Because after all, sushi's got to be one of their favorites. Look for a high temperature today. About 95 or so, low tonight around 75. It's 78 now. WTAW College Station Bryan. It's 8 o'clock.